Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'll be interviewing as a team.
We're here to fuck shit up. Dazzling, dilated, display a new sound. We are live on
stage. Yo, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast, episode 55.
That's correct. You're correct this time.
Bet.
No mishaps.
No mishaps. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Pusha K, a.k.a. Blow Bomber. A.K.A. what you need, I got it. Fuck with me. A.K.A. two pumps in a swirl. I ain't talking Starbucks. What's good, Dalton?
Too many. Golly. It's Dalton Smith, A.K.A. Danny Phantom.
I live by all those A.K.A.'s, by the way. All of them.
A.K.A. if I say it, I did it. that's all I got right now today.
AKA,
I don't got any witty
A.K.A.
ones.
White Falsetto.
White Falsetto.
That's tight.
It is.
Yeah. This is Ryan, a.k.a. I'm not the bodyguard, a.k.a. Yeah. I live every day, a.k.a. I really need to go check on my car. I only got like 9 minutes, so I will be getting up, a.k.a. Chris's conscience.
You're doing a horrible job, buddy.
Facts.
Horrible.
Facts.
All right. And last but not least.
Thank you. It's your boy J Noob. I don't do all the a.k.a.'s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Too cool for school.
All right. Well, as Chris said earlier, this is Step Brothers Podcast. If it's your first time, welcome. If it's your second time or beyond, welcome back. Basically, it's me and Chris. We get our friends over here and we talk a bunch of shit about random stuff, generally music, some sports, then current events, anything we want to talk about. We don't take ourselves too seriously here, so if you hear us make fun of each other, normal. We're not like
normal bad bitch behavior.
Yeah, you know. But this is it. So we're here. All right. So
bro, it's okay to be a bad bitch, bro.
No. Be a bad bitch, man. I look at myself, feel like I'm a bad bitch every day.
There we go.
Super bad bitch.
Facts.
Alrighty then.
So wait, hold on.
It was my birthday on Tuesday.
Happy belated birthday, Jonathan. Happy belated birthday to my nephew Anthony. He's 15 now.
Man.
He does not like me.
Anthony?
What? Nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
I'll be fucking with him on Instagram because he's so scared. He's like, who are you? I said, look through your Instagram. You know who I am. He's just like, bro, who are you? And I was just like, bro, just.
Nah, he's too skeptical, man. He don't want it.
Nah, bro. He just like, you know how when kids like really want attention, like he's like in that age right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's definitely him.
Yeah.
I remember when he made his Instagram.
Hey, man, follow me.
Pure
which one?
Comedy.
Which one?
What's good, bro?
The first one.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on IG Live right now.
Cool. Tell everybody I say hey.
We only have one viewer.
Who is he?
It's Danny Rogers.
Okay. What's up, Danny?
Who's
Danny?
Oh, what's good, Danny?
He's a photographer. Lost 100s.
Oh, Danny. Yeah, oh, yeah. Shout out to the GOAT.
All right. Well,
somebody else just joined. Who is this?
Okay. Well, while he's doing
what's
that.
What's up, Quint? Hello, Beth. How are you doing? All right. Let's start with the finals.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was on the edge of my seat. I really thought Golden State was going to pull this one out. Mm. Steph missed the opportunity to win the game. down goes Clay. Get well soon, Clay. His mom will call him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. Y'all know what movie that's from? No. Nobody. Ryan?
I'm drunk.
Jonathan?
It's on the tip of my brain.
No, it's not. Coming to America.
Okay.
The barbershop scene. They were talking about Muhammad Ali. Gotcha, Clay. Anyways.
You said I'm lying, bro? You said I'm lying?
Yeah, I'm sure you...
Fuck you, nigga. Nine, I said it was on
the
tip of my brain, bro.
But anyway, so I mean, how'd y'all feel about the finals? I mean, was it as good as you hoped it to be?
Yes.
Was it a surprise to anybody?
Yes.
If you go back a couple episodes, like a couple weeks back, we were talking about it. Like it was just like we were pretty confident in Golden State just because
game five. We thought it was gonna go in five.
Yeah. We thought it was just gonna be like there, and then you know. Toronto came to play, bro.
They came to play.
Man. And then you can, I don't want to hear no injury bullshit because y'all didn't give
LeBron
the same courtesy. So we can't do that.
Ooh, before we go more into this topic, if we don't hold Steph to the same, like, oh, it's okay. They had injuries. So he's not on the same tier as LeBron. So we're just going to step.
But when people are saying that on Twitter, I look at them to be, I'm not going to say dumb. But I don't understand how they're comparing the two anyways.
Your facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, that's the whole problem right there. Why are they comparing them?
LeBron is the type of person that will pick his team up. We've seen it series after series, finals after finals. He's the guy.
But they clowned him for it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, people clowned him because just like Steph Nelm, everybody was tired of seeing LeBron go at least. I don't know if he won every time he went. No.
Oh, hell no.
No, he has a bad percentage.
Three for eight.
Yeah,
3 for 8. So they just know what type of clutch player LeBron is, and he failed. But everybody fails.
But I just
don't see how you are comparing the two. It doesn't even make sense.
Facts.
It's like Superman fighting me. Like, it don't make sense.
And it's hilarious. And it's really hilarious because it's just like, damn, the Raptors won. Guess who was in the Raptors' way the whole time?
LeBron.
He's the gatekeeper.
Oh, did y'all hear about the little altercation that the GM had?
Let's stay on topic to the finals. Then okay. We'll get on that.
Yeah, but I definitely know what
you're talking about. Okay, so everybody, they gave Kawhi MVP or whatever. But
Had to, yeah.
I don't know. Not for that series. I wouldn't say that.
Who?
The African dude.
Pascal Siakam?
Yeah, he was balling, bro.
Well,
and Kawhi only.
So this is how they pick that thing. Take Kawhi out of the equation. What happens?
Okay, but he didn't even put up the most points for.
But listen, bro, that's the whole.
He had the most consistent performance. That's what you look at.
I guess.
Andre Iguodala won MVP.
He had. Yeah, you're right. He had a consistent. Yeah, you're
but
right.
But he was the reason.
Yeah, he shut down LeBron.
The defensive presence.
Okay. Wait. Go back to the one that they lost. Do y'all think they would have won if Draymond didn't get ejected?
You know what's funny? I always talk about this. They might have had a better chance than they would if he wasn't there.
Because he was on LeBron's ass.
No, it wasn't even like he was just on his ass. Man, we got a call, bro.
That's my brother. I'm sorry.
Oh, you good?
Hey, Dev. How you doing?
It was just that.
What's up, Gene?
That presence on the court, though. Yeah. Especially at that time because he wasn't figured out yet.
Yeah, because nobody knew who this kid was. Like, Draymond was, like, literally, like, a bat out of hell. And everybody was just like, what the fuck? Who is he?
Yeah.
And shit was crazy.
Okay, y'all say Kawhi gets it. But if anybody other than Kawhi, who would y'all give it to? For the Raptors.
I'll be real with you. Pascal.
What about the light-skinned dude?
Fred VanVleet, he played his heart out. Like, literally, what you look for when somebody says step up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your boy Kyle did as well, don't you think?
Especially that last game.
And you know what's funny, bro? I'm not holding him to that. I'm not holding him to the tier like he just stepped up, because this is what I expect from Kyle Lowry. He's a Villanova. I'm from Philly. Like, the guards out there are crazy. He Big East. Like, he steps up and shit like that all the time. Only reason finals is new for him, but I'm just saying, like, him being the guard that he is and where he's from, him doing that was just, we know you're here now.
Right.
Not, oh, he's balling out. No, we know he's rose to the occasion.
All right, so last year, I was upset that they fired their head coach because he won Coach of the Year. He got them all the way there. They just couldn't get past LeBron. So obviously them switching coaches was detrimental to their success. Well, not detrimental, but
They say Nick Nurse is like a mad scientist. So like,
yeah,
he looked like he definitely outcoached Kerr. That whole thing, he definitely did.
If you watch his mid game adjustments, like that's what you look at for the coaching stuff. Right. Yeah. And Dwayne Casey obviously shows his skills because he took Detroit to the playoffs with Blake Griffin and nobody.
So, Andre Drummond, Ish Smith, like the shit was crazy.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I guess it both worked.
He's down, coach of the year for sure, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, what I'm saying is about the whole Nick Nurse situation. Like he said, like this motherfucker got these niggas to go through a 1-2-2. Now let me tell you this: a 1-2-2 is something you learn when you're a kid, like your first AAU YMCA point guard or most athletic person on the court. Hey, guard that one person from side to side, and everybody else, if he comes to your side, jump out there. You slide over. Literally, it's like a weird ass 2-3 zone.
It looked like Golden State didn't know what the fuck. Like they had no idea.
Motherfucker, have you ever like, bro? Have you like at an adult age, you would never play that because somebody's going to embarrass you. But I guess
it was unorthodox. It was like an unorthodox stance.
It's like Roy Jones Jr. fighting. Yeah. Like, bro, nigga just throws. He should start windmilling and punch you with a left, and you're out like a light.
Yeah,
oh, Drake. Shit. Shout out Drake.
Challenge, right? Are we ready to get off that?
Nah, but okay. But I mean, it's still an amazing moment because it makes it exciting as well because now we know these next couple of years are gonna be hella different. It's gonna be wide open now.
At least for a year, because I think two. You think
because
Kevin Durant's out.
Remember the free agency that's about to happen.
Everything's about to change. KD's agent already said he's going to do everything in his power to keep Clay and KD there.
Hey, guys, I'll be right back. I need to.
Yeah, go take care of you.
Handled it.
Here go my keys. But,
yeah, the burp.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry.
As far as I know, personally, I feel like this is definitely the best basketball I've watched in a long time.
Yeah, this playoffs was great.
Super great.
Because we had a lot of new teams in there. Like, you had some...
It was exciting.
Like
it was very exciting.
You know, you had the surprises, like the Trailblazers making it all the way to West Conference Finals. Yeah. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, because Dame hit that great shot.
Yeah, and then they killed the second round.
Yeah.
And then they...
Golden State
wrecked them. But they made it. So, and then that just shows if Dame gets, like two more pieces, they could be dangerous.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This offseason is going to be crazy because we're going to see what's really going to happen.
Antetokounmpo, he did his thing as well.
Yep. So with the Bucks, you saw they ran out of gas.
Yeah.
They
need one more piece.
Yeah. So they ran out of gas. Toronto figured them out because, like, as you see, Toronto, once they figure you out,
it's a wrap.
And the city, good for the city, their first championship. I remember when Dallas got our first one in 2011.
Right.
I know the feeling. So shouts to that. It's big for them.
What's some other good teams we saw this
year?
Yeah, you know, this for the whole playoffs.
You know, some surprising ones. Orlando made the playoffs.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but that was surprising. Like I said, Detroit made the playoffs.
Right.
Sacramento was close to making it. So, like, they had a good year, but they didn't make the playoffs. But they were, like, right there on the cusp.
Right.
You know, you had some definitely bright spots, like Luka Doncic for the Mavericks.
Uh-huh.
Good player.
Oh, yeah.
You had all this like shifting happening.
Yeah.
Did you
hear the story that the NBA asked Drake not to go to any of the Warriors game the Warriors games? Asked him not to go to the Oracle, which is why he stayed home those last couple games.
Yeah, I mean they had a conversation with him when he was in Toronto because he was massaging Nick Nurse's shoulders and stuff. Because he was getting too much into it, like so.
I mean,
yeah,
I guess the Drake curse is over.
Yeah. Yep.
It's over. And he dropped two new songs last night. Money in the Grave.
And then Murder or something.
You really want to talk about
that? Yeah, because I personally wouldn't poke the bear, which the bear being Pusha. Drake definitely threw some slugs his way. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, light tap.
But enough to make you raise an eyebrow, definitely.
But it's Pusha raising his eyebrows.
This is why I think he is, though. Okay, you got to go back to. I keep forgetting what team Antetokounmpo plays for.
The Bucks.
Okay, so the Bucks' daughter wore the Pusha T-shirt right. when they were playing the Raptors. Mm-hmm. So you could go ahead and put that. Golden State played Storia Adidon or whatever for yeah. their warm-ups, which the game they lost, that was just horrible representation. Mm-hmm. And Drake just dropped this little nudge. I feel like it's enough around it for it to be something. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Pusha's probably in the lab right now. And it's always around a holiday. Last year it was, what was it, Labor Day? Memorial Day? Labor Day? It was one.
Labor Day. It was later in the year, right?
Yeah, but.
Arbor Day.
Because they just
Day.
Did the.
Arbor yeah. Day.
They just did the anniversary of when it happened. So it had yeah. to be Memorial Day. Okay. Right? That's when we went to Mookie Jennifer. Yeah. It had yeah. to have been around Memorial Day when he dropped it. Because I remember everybody saying, Pusha not finna lead the cookout to go
yeah.
record the track. So. Yeah, and Father's Day is Sunday. Shout out to all the fathers out there and fathers-to-be and mothers that are fathers and fathers that are yeah, yeah. single fathers.
Yeah, right? Anybody taking care of the kids, man.
Happy day. Happy Parents yeah. Day. I don't want
to
be divisive.
Parents Day.
So that's
Parents Day already passed.
Quad is four, right?
Yeah.
Quadruple shout out to Khalil, who I think is on the live right
is
now.
He read yeah. the comment. Fuck you.
But anyways, yeah, man. Great. Oh, speaking of which, Khalil won some money, as y'all already know, out the group chat and everything, mm-hmm. you know, but with the Raptors or whatever. But yeah, great. And the offseason, like you said, is going to be crazy.
Yeah, so I'm excited for next season for sure.
Yeah.
If we thought this season was great, yeah. wait till next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild. And then we could go ahead and jump into that. So the owner, the GM.
Oh, yeah. The GM got into a little pushing match with the officer at Oracle after they won.
Yeah, the officer didn't believe he was part of the organization.
Well, he owns that bitch.
Yeah.
Well, he's a general manager.
Yeah, but he was like, what are you doing over here?
Yeah, type shit. Kyle Lowry?
Mm-hmm.
Lowry or whatever. He went, grabbed him, and pulled him on the court or whatever. But it's definitely like, it sucks because, you know, they don't even think about black people being GMs.
Yeah, super crazy.
When you see them, but it's weird. It's also weird to me because they were in California. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, come on, man. Like, even if he wasn't a GM or something, like the fact that he was already that close on the court or whatever the case may be, and he was on their side and everything, I feel like you should.
Or
just,
he went immediately to being aggressive. Like yeah, that's crazy. Like,
yeah,
you could have been like, yo, can I at least see some ID?
Something
sure,
like yeah, yeah. he went immediately to being aggressive, bro, which is bullshit. I hope that cop. I don't think it's cause for him to get fired, but suspended definitely suspended without pay.
Well,
because they said he threw a punch.
Yeah,
so they said the dude threw a punch as well, but all the video shows was a pushing match. But
yeah, so the thing is, with my thing is if. You're in that position, security guard, police, whatever, right?
Right?
In a position where you can forcefully remove somebody from any premises or so forth. If you go out of the bounds of that and do it to the wrong person, I don't think you should do that job anymore.
Yeah,
you have proven to me that you cannot be objective in your thing. You're being selective with who you choose to do that to.
That's a fact.
Right.
And
you are. You're biased. So
yeah.
you can't be biased when you're in a security realm. You're supposed to protect all. That is the point
right.
of
security.
So even, it's fact. Even a slogan like we protect and serve.
Protect
like,
and serve.
But who do you protect and serve though?
Yeah.
We've already shown that police, that's not what it's about, right?
Right.
It's mm-hmm. built on principles that are letter beneath what it says, like protect and serve in fine print if you're white.
Right.
Like, right. So
if you're
so
white.
Security guards, like or just I think there are police actually that go into stadiums. They're like part of the city police, but whatever.
Yeah.
But either way, like automatically resorting to just like, what are you doing on this court? I'm gonna shove you out of here. Like,
right.
bro, what are you doing? Like, he's obviously walked to the bench. You don't see the team acting like, who is this guy?
Right.
Like, or if you're working in sports, you should know who's
yeah.
coming into your building. If you're a security,
exactly. you need right. to
okay, this is the
know.
Staff of the Warriors. This is the staff of the Raptors.
Right.
Okay.
Research,
boom. Boom. Boom.
You need to know this shit.
There's no like you're just gonna get aggressive. Okay. You mad because the Warriors are losing? It don't matter. What's wrong with you?
That's a fact.
You are out of the bounds of your job. So
yeah.
if any job, right? So if I work in a factory and my job is to work a machine, if I stop the machine, the assembly line breaks down. If I mess that up, I'm probably going to get fired,
yeah.
right? Because
yeah.
I messed my job up. I was messing up on a job. Right. So it should be the same for all that
but
shit.
But I already know how the story's going to end. They're I'm just sure, going to yeah. write it off as, oh, he was it was a mistake and yeah. blah, blah, blah.
All that other bullshit. Yeah. It had to be one of us.
It and it sucks that shit. The GM has to tiptoe around it too because he is a GM.
Right.
So now he can't just be like.
But hey, my man's caught flights and not feelings. I saw that he made it back to Toronto to attend his daughter's graduation.
Right. He get the last laugh anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just won a championship and you get to see your daughter graduate.
I mean,
so.
At the end of the day, you can be like, yeah, you shoved me or whatever, but you probably make. 45 grand a year. I'm a millionaire. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
we're
suck
champions.
My dick
bitch.
From the
He's
back.
He's not even worried about him at all.
So Dalton raised a great question on the way to Trader Joe's where we got this delectable wine. he asked if the Raptors were going to go visit the White House or if they were going to go see whatever you call
the Parliament.
The Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Whatever. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Because.
Toronto, if you had to flip a coin, well, I already know they're going to deny going to the White House. I already know.
Like, why? They didn't win it for my. They didn't win it for our country.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact.
I'm saying it'd be sick to see the first time, like them.
That'd be tight. At the just to know.
Because their prime minister is dope. So, like.
Oh, is that Kelly dude?
No. I know Norm who you're talking Kelly? About. I know who you're talking about. Is it? It's not Norm Kelly, is it?
Nah, it's that. He's younger, right?
Yeah, do your Googles, man.
Yeah. Hold on.
If Obama was in office, they would go to the White House.
Still
What's
probably,
up, sir? Paul, how you doing? Oh, you know what? That's did we talk about the show that I had? Did we talk about that?
I think the little,
I don't think we did. Maybe
pretty positive, but
well, anyway,
yeah. Justin Trudeau is the
shout out to Paul.
Is the
sir Paul
politician of Prime Minister of Canada
since 2015? Oh damn, he looks young as hell.
I told you, he is young.
He looked like he about 29, 30.
Roddy has said, fuck the White House. We're all in agreement here on the Step Brothers podcast.
Amen on that. We don't. Mm-hmm. We've already definitely discussed that numerous times.
Yeah, we don't fuck with Trump. But it was just a question because, you know, there's never been an NBA basketball team that wasn't in the country that won the title.
You're right. Yeah, no Canada team has ever won.
That's why the question was great to raise. I mean, because you do have players on that team that are from America, so
yeah, but that's the thing. It's just one of those things where it's like a figurehead thing.
Yeah,
we'll go see the president.
Yeah, they're definitely not going. And plus, why would you want to go? And this nigga serving Burger King and McDonald's and Taco Bell every time somebody comes.
Hey,
like,
first of all, isn't he about to get indicted or something? Because he's been lying about some shit.
He's been supposed to get indicted a long time. And then also the Speaker of the House his press secretary's gone.
Yeah, she's done.
They fired her, or
yeah, she's done.
I thought she was just done with it.
Yeah, like she said, but she said, I hope you remember me as being open and honest. Nobody remembers you as that, you lying sludge.
The fucking melted potato.
Yeah.
Oh,
you look like shit, bitch.
Yeah, she do, but I kind of have this epiphany about women, bro. I've been tripping out lately. Like,
here we go.
Women are great.
No, that's a fact.
I know this, yeah.
No, I know you know this, but
I'm
like,
sure outside of her job that nah, she's yeah, a great yeah. woman. I'm sure
facts I was just saying, like, just that's just a general statement. Like, fuck, man, like, I was really,
but see, we judge people off what they do and not who they are as a person.
Facts.
So that's why I feel like, I'm sorry to always go here, but I understand what Kanye was trying to do with Trump. I get it. He didn't want to judge him based off his title and what he was doing with that. But I guess something like that, you're holding all these power. These are literally your opinions. You want to build a wall because you feel like all the sex drug traffickers are coming from over there and all that shit. So
I'm
going to
be real with you.
That's what he's
putting
out there for the media.
I'm going to be real with you. He's saying, like, stuff that he kind of sort of knows about. Like, the shit's been happening or whatever. But it's just like he's not going off of just fucking facts. He's just saying, like, our country will be better if you stop, we make this wall. That's an opinion.
Yeah,
it's not a fucking fact.
It goes back. So it goes back to what I said about security guards. If you are in this position, if you are supposed to be a world leader, right? Mm. You're supposed to care about everybody in your country. So you're supposed to think about the collective good of everybody.
Exactly.
They are mixing church and state, which is basically they're doing religious principles. More so on him. He's just like, we should do this because I don't want these people in my country. Right. Like, and he's using it as, he's running it like a business because he's a businessman, right? So he doesn't want.
That's capitalist.
He's been a shitty person for a long time.
Oh, facts.
He's proven this numerous times.
Yeah.
But that's, it goes, it just, like, if you're going to be a world leader, you got to care about everybody in your country. That every color, every creed. Religion means nothing in politics. It should not mean anything.
Yeah,
this is the only country where they really like bring that up.
Yeah,
like all the time.
Yeah. And it's really difficult to even do that when we are America was their idea of America is based on a melting pot, and with a melting pot, you know that everybody doesn't pray the same way.
Or I'm gonna fuck you up with this though.
What's up?
I fucked up somebody one time when I was talking about this. So I was Tony actually. Okay. Tony, like, his mind melted. He was like, "Bro, you fucked me up. I need to go smoke some weed." But so I was telling him, so like, the America is one of the biggest mirages of all time, right? So that's we're supposed to be liberty, freedom, and blah blah blah, right? So mm-hmm. what do we get liberty from? England, right? So white people getting liberty from white people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we become colonists. The land is stolen. This is stolen land.
That's a fact.
People praise Christopher Columbus. He came over here and raped women and went back and was praised as a hero.
And he wasn't even supposed to come over here. He thought this was
He got lost,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
dumbass.
Thanksgiving is a big lie.
Massacre.
Yeah, facts.
So
smallpox.
They show you pictures in kids' textbooks
yeah.
that they were sitting at the table eating. Sure, that's what they disguise it as. While they were eating, they were killing their women and children. Mm-hmm. And then when that was over with, they all tapped them up and danced over their corpses because yeah. they like beat the Indians or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they took their land. Smallpox, then
blankets
and when shit. These when the Constitution was built in 1776, think about that, 1700s.
Yeah.
Who was super racist in the 1700s? We were, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when they built the country principles, not for everybody. They built it for
white people.
The certain people
right.
mm-hmm.
in the country at that time.
Right.
Facts,
so
facts.
And there's still verbiage in there.
Yeah.
That still it didn't reflect women. It reflected
right.
men.
It white men.
White men.
White if you men. Read it, the real text, it's like men.
Men.
It doesn't say yeah. for all.
Yeah.
It's and then they had to redo text, and now it's different for every state too.
And
broken down state level,
yeah.
And then some in Mississippi, it's still legal to lynch people if you read the law.
They just got rid of slavery.
Yeah, like officially, ago. Like out of the text, right? They got wiped it out, right?
Right.
So, how can you like? They always talk about the you know.
System's fucked
everybody
up.
Can Peace. Succeed if they want to, right?
There's definitely mm-hmm. more.
So everybody can succeed if they want to. But how can a minority especially succeed in a system that was built on principles that were not for them in the first place? Everything that was built in this country was not for anybody but people of my color and complexion.
Right.
That's a fact.
And then truly, like for true Americans, like even if you're an immigrant from like Switzerland or some shit, you still get treated differently than if you
but
were
But them niggas not even true Americans.
Nah, bro. It's just like what you
nobody
said,
is.
Yeah.
Dog. That's why Native Americans. That's why it kills me with Americans. Mixed couple. Like when people get freaked out about mixed couples. Man, you're fucking mixed down the fucking line.
Yeah. Like if you
when
yeah.
when the world was created, it was one continent and broke apart. We were all
one.
Once we became different creeds. Have you heard of the Tower of Babel? We had different.
Yeah.
That's how different
yeah.
languages were created.
Yeah.
That's why right. no one uses Latin anymore. It was the original yeah. language, yeah, language and then it broke it apart.
Yeah.
Right.
So how the fuck are we doing? Are we that right? So, but it's built on false principles, and then it's basically just here, you know.
Here's my issue with the administration and what they're doing, right? Because I see people like, well, honestly, this might sound bad. I see Kim Kardashian getting shit done.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And the lawyers that. You know,
that's fine. She might have funded them.
Figurehead.
Yeah, the figurehead. But the fact that she's even willing to put her name on some shit like that in this climate is
because she even really touched.
She has to go deal with the president and his family and his daughter or whoever's making the laws and shit. She has to go to that shit.
I definitely get where you're coming from.
So I'm like, okay, like I said on Twitter the other day, like, is it okay to clap for her because she just got a bill passed that Lyft has to help like convicts like
take them to their
jobs and shit. I mean, that's fucking great. But
I mean, clap for everybody involved.
I know. I mean, like I was saying, like do can we clap for that?
Yeah.
Is it bad because it's Trump administration?
Honestly, like I tell everybody, even if you're doing something like if you're doing something right for the wrong reasons, like for like, you know, money or some shit, at least you're helping. Like, fuck, man. Like,
that's how I feel too.
I mean, sometimes
most companies that do charity work is for a tax write off.
Right.
It's not because they really fucking care.
Right.
But what's it going to? It's still going to a charity, unless it's the Salvation Army, because fuck them.
Yeah.
But
facts.
But if it's still going to charity, like, it's doing good work, right?
Yeah, I've never tried to downplay anybody who's doing something in front of a camera. Like, at least that should spark you to do something. Just because you gave somebody $500 on camera don't mean you can give somebody $2 that, like, just needs something to eat.
Right.
It's the same. It's like you said, it's going to the same cause. So you really can't just downplay it. If you really want to do something, just do it.
If you know somebody is disingenuous with what they're doing, like Ryan was saying, like, you should let that inspire you to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, I, like Tupac said, he's not going to be the person to change the shit, but he's going to spark the mind, or whatever, the poetic shit he used to say.
He's going to spark the mind.
But he did. He opened up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it takes a village always.
Yeah. Each one teach one.
One person can't change everything. But if we, especially our generation, like, And also the one behind us. I mean, you got these generation behind us with all the school shootings. Like, they're growing up with all that shit. Like, they're going to be the ones to really want to change.
Right.
The stuff that's going on in our era. Yeah,
for the rest of your life, man. That's a fact.
People losing friends like, and shit over there.
All that shit. Like, they are going to grow up and then be like, yo, this happened when I was a kid. It was a national fucking disaster. Yeah. I want to change it, right?
Yeah.
So,
I've been thinking about that lately.
And then this is, you know, the divide now is, like, people our age and our parents. Like, we have such different views on stuff, right?
It was a different world that they were living in.
Right. And but with
$400 rent. The
world is always rotating and time is always going on, right? Yeah. So I'm not going to, I can't be the old man who's like, well, we did it this way when I was a kid. Like, okay, bro, but now we do it, it's going this way because that's how the
technology works. Is.
That's why old people make me mad when they're like, oh, technology is moving too fast. I can't learn it. I don't have time to sit down and do it. Okay, and well, you're just going to be...
Just get out the way.
I'm not... Just because you're old, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to do everything every single time.
Right.
I'm going to teach you how to do it once so you learn how to do it for the future.
Hey, yeah, for real.
Man to fish.
Even though I love my grandmother and stuff, it's just like, man, we fucked these baby boomers. Real shit.
You have to, though.
I want to touch on that because you said there a couple podcasts.
You have to do that, though.
The baby boomers got to get out the way.
But you have to do that, though, because, like... They feel, because people feel entitled for certain things. Like, so just because the technology is advancing faster than you expected, like, you expected us to slow down because you don't know how to do it. Like, I'm sorry.
When people
get mad, like, they're not any flip phones anymore. Like, sorry, that's not where the world's going. They're not going to make it for the 2.25% of y'all.
They definitely still make flip phones.
Yeah, but they're not manufacturing them like that, though.
Right.
They got, like, the last...
Basically, what he's saying is, it'd be just like you being, like, back in the day. You wouldn't cry and sit on your ass and just wait for a handout. You would actually go out, get a job, learn a trade.
Right.
And you would step up and become a person of the new world. Right. Not...
Because they didn't have the internet back then.
Right.
But now we have the internet.
We're in information age,
Information
bro.
Is here. Everything so, is which possible. Is which is also making college obsolete.
Thank you.
So,
I'm so glad.
And we're also one of the few places, like, only one of the few countries that actually make you pay for college. So,
which is absurd, dude.
So that's why the college things are going down, because everybody's doing stuff online. And you can learn a trade online.
Hence what he said about this not being made for us, because information is the whole point. It's the most powerful thing you can have is information. That's why they stress it to kids. Like, once you learn something, somebody can't just be like, oh, I'm gonna take this back.
No.
Just like time. Yeah. You can't get that shit back. But once you learn something, like, really learn something,
you already made it
It's important to learn skills, bro. Algebra is irrelevant. So if you
learn completely.
If you learn some skills, like, I saw high school started doing, like, they're starting to tell people how to do their taxes. I'm like, fantastic. Because once you leave, they don't teach you that shit. You gotta kinda learn how to do that shit. Or
and
get fumble. On TurboTax and hope you do it right.
Yeah,
right.
Fumble.
So
Trial and error.
How to change a tire, all that shit. If, like, you have, like, skills you would need to know in the real world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are more important than learning this algebraic equation that the computer could do for me now. Fuck this shit.
Right. It's really just...
My finances go on QuickBooks. Down. It does all the math for me. I print my profit and loss statement and give it to my tax accountant. That's all I do.
Facts.
I don't have to number crunch. Mm-hmm. It's all on there for me. I type it in.
I
put my receipts and upload them.
You got time for everything else.
More sure, my grandpa used to write everything down. Sorry, I'm not going to do that, waste my time. Work smarter, not harder. All right. X. So that's just, it's just crazy that like people don't like can't.
But they're just scared though. Just
you can't live in fear, bro. If they want to talk about the Bible, it's technically a sin to fear. So I don't want to hear that bullshit.
John just talked to his grandpa.
Nah, he's really just addressing everything because we can't really slow down for somebody who doesn't want to adapt. You can't, bro. Like, what the fuck does that look like?
Especially our generation. Our generation's the shit. We got to get rich tomorrow. That's how our generation feels, bro.
Yeah, because
you got people that are twerking on the internet for $20,000 a month, right?
Yeah. Getting that bread.
So you can't fathom that in the 50s, right?
Like, no.
So that's now it's of. Everything's instant. There's so much. There's the pie is available for everybody. It's just how do you get that slice of pie?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the one behind us, I know they're gonna come up with some crazy shit, and I can't wait to see what happens because I want to learn that shit fast as possible.
Right.
Because I like it's learning new phenomenal. Shit. The internet's there. I'm ready to go every time. If you tell me about this, I'm gonna look it up and figure it out.
So that shit start trending.
So, what do you think is the I don't know. What do you think the outcome is going to be from? All right, I got a question. I got it.
Okay.
Was one thing you see going right under Trump, and one thing that is like fucked up forever?
Damn, I can't even see one thing right being on this nigga.
What can you think right?
For real?
No. Hold on.
Oh, actually, I could see a counterpoint. So the only thing right that came from this, it shows how fucking stupid the Republican shut of these things are.
Well, that and anybody can be president.
That as well.
If you're white.
You got something? Yeah,
but it opened people's eyes, though. Yeah, like, people are paying attention. Yeah. Now, like, next time we really have to vote because this is crazy.
Right. Like, it definitely opened.
And then what's one thing that won't change?
That a lot of people thought.
What's one thing that's fucked up forever because of this?
The Republican Party.
Facts. And speaking of voting, we are a republic, so our electoral votes count for our votes. So this is the whole point. When we say vote, doesn't mean the popular vote into the presidential race. It means the people who you sit down and see on a daily basis, like your city council.
Right.
Pick the motherfuckers who are going to be in your city council because they speak for you.
Right.
You don't win. Popular vote doesn't win. We are a republic. Yeah, motherfuckers are so fucking stupid. They don't understand it.
Local government's where it's at.
And this is the reason why we vote and we try to stay contacted in your communities and try to be as close as possible because these are the motherfuckers who are representing you. Because if you have a white right wing nut job that doesn't give a fuck about anything, of course you're gonna get Trump because he's like, well, shit, well, he might be right.
They wanted him to run this shit like a business.
Yeah, but what happened was also because I was in Charlotte when we voted, so I saw it like a big time in Charlotte. So what happened was, especially with this election, was that all the urban voters decreased, like urban voting decreased, rural voting increased. Mm-hmm. So people out in the middle of fucking nowhere actually went out and voted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that tipped the scale because you have all these people that are, if you're over 60 and my color, you're Republican. Because they go from the old adage of what Republican Democrat meant.
I mean, black people were Republicans until...
So, because what it used to mean...
JFK.
What it used to mean, right? So Republican and Democrat...
Switched.
What it was supposed to mean was power of state, power of the country. That was what it was split as.
Right.
The Republicans is, if you're a small business, you're like, the Republicans fought more for small businesses. Democrat was big business, right? Mm-hmm. Then for somehow, some way, it got skewed. And then Republicans all about religion somehow. And then...
I think it's doing, manipulation of religion.
Yeah, they have crazy high morals on random.
I'm telling you, it was JFK, bro.
Yeah,
everything changed when JFK got into office, bro. Everything flipped.
It's a manipulation on religion because
also FDR changed the game too. But
yeah,
because he was in office four times, they had to change the rule to get him out of office.
Yeah. And he had lupus or what he had.
He did have something like polio some shit.
Polio, cerebral palsy or something. He could
FDR got
up.
Us out the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to him. Yeah.
Them rolling 20s. God damn, man.
Literally.
Bro. It's crazy.
We came a long way.
But that's the thing. That's the whole thing.
It's still got a long way to go.
That's a fact. Hey, but I'll say one thing that changed, and I have seen change. Pharrell said something when they were promoting their new album. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, their newer album.
Yeah.
He was basically saying, because that whole album is basically a protest. Right. Like, if you listen to, like, what he's actually saying, it's a whole protest mm-hmm. album. It just got some fun records on there or whatever. But, which is, it's called No One Ever Really Dies, right?
Yeah, it's what N.E. already stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he basically said that one great thing that's going to come of this is, like, creators are going to, like, really get in their bag because they're going to want to express themselves because of all this fuck shit that's going on. They feel ostracized and all that shit, which I have seen. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of my friends, a lot of people that we know, like, major artists, quote unquote. Like, I've seen all these people, like, step up notches. You know what I'm saying? Like, flying past expectations, creating. Most people just would sit down or, you know, if you interview them, they'll probably be like, oh, you know, it was just time for me to get in my bag. But really, bro, it's like your subconscious is affected by shit that's going on around you at all times. That shit don't turn off.
Right.
So deep down, you're going to reflect on everything. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's triumphs. Everybody's fails. And you're going to want to make a movie about it. You're going to want to write a script.
You know what's crazy? You know, it's crazy. We're sitting in front of somebody that's doing that shit right
yeah,
now.
Dalton's
like, Dalton's
doing
really
that.
Doing yeah. this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Literally made me get my job back and just save to do some shit like this because this is crazy. Like,
it made me go into business for myself.
Yeah, bro. Like, really, like, Dalton's like the innovator right now. Like,
don't lie to these people. Don't lie to these people, bro.
Man, it's just, it's just crazy to see, like,
support small businesses.
Yeah, bro, it's just crazy. It's crazy seeing your big bros step up and shit because seeing Dalton do this shit, bro. Yeah, bro, y'all big bros to me, bro. I love y'all to death, and I tell y'all that all the time.
Yeah, we love you too, bro.
But, yeah, bro, it made me even get into business with my mom and start, like, our daycare together, actually legitimizing our business instead of running this bitch out of house.
A black and an Indian man have joined forces to create, you know what I'm saying, hopefully a dynasty.
This shit is crazy.
Shout out to Ridgewan.
Yeah, shout out Ridge, man.
Let's get these bags.
But that's the point. Part of it, you know, it's like a trickle effect. If you start something,
yeah,
it goes outward.
And we all eat, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The when
that's something the baby boomers
don't. When I
they don't get it.
When I came to Dalton and told him, like, yo, it's time. I want to start recording again. My whole thing was we need to form some type of self-sustaining income. And with the streams, you know, with streams, if you know how that works, if for the listeners that don't know how it works, like, YouTube will charge like 5 cents per like 100 screens or some shit, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you don't touch that money, if you don't touch it,
just let it build,
you can do some great shit.
Right.
That's why I listened to Nipsey and who he watched, the same person, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, Master P. You know what I'm saying? The entrepreneurs of the game that took their whatever money and made something of it. My that's Jonathan. All last week, my whole thought process was came in this motherfucker 100 grand strong.
Right.
Nine to be exact. I've grinded G-Packs. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z told you this is what he did. And now he's a fucking billionaire, bro.
Don't mean you had to follow selling.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I know that. But,
but I'm just saying,
yeah.
Like, you
eat from it.
Yeah, you can't be scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ryan quit his job. Don quit his job. Like, Riz quit his job. Riz girl quit her job. Winter just put in her 2 weeks. Like,
it's the same.
Something's in the air. That's people are like, I want more.
We're moving towards a goal instead of moving towards having
someone
shit.
Else's goal.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
like,
facts.
I, like, for me, like, it's for any job, like, I can move on easily. Like, I'm not attached to jobs, right? So some people get like, they feel like they're stuck in a place because, like, oh, they're giving me a paycheck. I don't know where else I'll go.
Right,
like,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
I felt the same way.
But, you know, like, one, how long does it take you to move up at said job?
Yeah.
Two, like, how much do they value you as a person? Can you be replaced? If you can, what am I here for, right?
That's a fact.
Because like, skills come into play.
Right. So, like, I could be replaced. I could be replaced at most of those jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm like, cool. If I find something cooler or something else I want to do, I'm gonna do that instead.
I'll say this about the replaceable thing because it's like a half full, half empty situation. Because
tell me, Beyonce.
I feel like somebody like you personally.
Yeah.
Your personality speaks volumes, so people gravitate towards you off the rip. So yeah, somebody else could come do your job, but
yeah, I'm just talking about strictly. I'm talking about the job, not being as a person.
Okay, okay.
But that job can, like, I always tell people, you're always
they're
replaceable.
Just worried about
that's
the
why.
Person
that's
doing
why.
The job.
Like with the numbers game, like shit. Like if you're late so many times, they'll can you because they know they can fire. They can hire somebody else.
Right.
And I'm not gonna be another Dalton for sure.
Right. Right.
But like in favor, I was irreplaceable. I will say that.
Right.
Like I changed the game in favor. Like
right.
Especially Legoland.
I changed their training policies. I opened up 2 cities for them. You know, I did a lot for them.
Right.
So only thing that stopped, thing that changed was I just moved to North Carolina. That was all that happened. Like that was the only one where I was like, okay. But like everything else, I'm like, this is like my personality won't change if someone else like comes in here. It won't affect anything.
Right, 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 right. Actually, my thing, me leaving my job in particular, it might change some shit.
Good. Because I want to leave an impact. That's
right.
The thing. So,
but as I was, you know,
there's definitely a difference when you're not there.
We got more wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was.
Open the last bottle.
Well, I was
wake up.
That whole is alarming. I was talking to I think Khalil about, like Ryan said, Dalton, like watching Dalton do all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Getting the office, building this whole up from scratch and everything. And I was thinking to myself, like, yo, Dalton ain't asked me for a motherfucking dime.
Bro, he didn't even want to take it. Like literally.
So
no, he didn't want to take it, bro. I even said some shit. He didn't want to take it.
So Zach, we were willing to. We'll say that. We were willing to.
Yeah, bro.
But Dalton didn't ask me for anything. So I was thinking like, okay, what can I do? I had to change my attitude about shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit that while I was working, I just wasn't feeling like I wasn't going to do it. Because I knew like at the end of the day, I had to go do some shit I didn't want to do. If I started doing some shit I actually want to do, it's going to be a conflict of interest and it's going to make me feel a certain type of way.
Right.
So like towards the end of me putting in my 2 weeks, I just started thinking like, bro, Dalton is doing all this shit, bro. He ain't asked me for nothing. All he's asking me to do is show up.
Be
you know
here.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, be here.
Show up. And I'm like, that's the least I can do. So I got to bring it 150%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts, bro.
I got to, you know what I'm saying? Do shit. Sometimes I go home after some episodes of the podcast and I'll be like, man, I probably
just really listen because I'll be sitting in my car like when I'm doing fuck shit.
Took it a little too far with that last one, you know what I'm saying? But I know we need to bring in listeners and viewers and shock value and all that stuff.
Same.
But I'm willing to do that because I know that he believes in something more than he believes like in anything else. You know what I'm saying?
And God, that's all we need is a push, bro.
Yeah.
And a push and to see it as it's feasible. That's what I was saying about like with jobs. The only reason I went back to my job because I see the goal now, not about me doing what I'm doing. But before you get like how people get butt hurt, be like, well, I give 150% at my job, da, 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 da. To be honest with you, if you're somewhere spending more than 4 to 5 hours anywhere, you should give it 100%. Doesn't mean you have to just be there, but you have to give 100%. But you can't get butt hurt if a big business wants to cut you or make you feel some type of way or you feel like you deserve this. Like, if you feel like you deserve something, J. Cole said it, you're not worth $15 an hour. You're worth more. Mm-hmm. You're not worth 20. You're not worth 30. You're not worth 40. You're worth more. And I've seen a lot of my friends. They're just putting on, like my homeboy Eric, I used to move furniture with. He started his own, he dips cars now.
Yeah.
With his brother.
Yeah.
And he's really making moves and shit. Like my homie Andy, he started his own construction business. Like they're really putting on. And like, to be honest with you, I don't really have to work a job. I could just ask them, like, hey, bro, you need help?
Yeah.
Get some money and then put it back towards the goal I'm trying to reach.
That's a fact.
But it's just, you know, it's hard asking for a handout, but it's just not, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is it's
not
wonderful.
Not a handout, but just like a guide.
Yeah, it's wonderful as fuck to see everybody doing something and it's feasible. So when I'm sitting at home bullshitting or talking to somebody, I can see it happening.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's nobody, like anybody in here that's like better than me or anything, but my big bro Dalton's doing, my big bro Chris doing, John doing. Everybody's doing something to get to their goal.
Yeah.
Shit is wild, bro.
That's definitely inspiring. I definitely sat at home and started reaching back out to people that I know I owe this person a beat or I told this person I got them on this and I never did it.
Right.
I let myself stop. Myself was my biggest thing.
Isn't it always?
You know what I'm saying?
Always.
But one day, Dalton, it was before we got the office. And Dalton was like, "Yo, we gonna do the podcast Saturday." I was like, "Man, my biggest thing is me right now. I don't want to get up and go. I don't want to have to ask somebody to take me out there." Like, fuck. One day, I just said, "Fuck it, bro, do it." You know what I'm saying? Just do it. And ever since then, bro, I just been doing it. I need a Nike deal. Phil Nikes, get at me. I just been doing it, bro. I haven't had one regret since I quit my job. Not one. Any decision I made, I can go to sleep with that shit.
Man, I'm about to start crying in this bitch, bro.
That's
this
a
shit,
fact.
This shit's beautiful, bro. Nah, facts, bro.
I mean, I think Dr. Dre said it best. Anybody can get it. Though, bro. Hard part is keeping right. That motherfucker. Yeah.
Bro, always. It's a pimp to butterfly, man. Damn, every nigga's a star, bro. Shit. Every nigga's a star.
Oh, did you? Jack Boy? Oh, you trying?
Nah, I already got it.
We got our cups. Just slide it over there. But Jonathan, I'll chug at the bottle in a minute.
Okay, so are we done? Let's move forward applicably.
Okay, man. So I'll tell you.
That was intense. We got some deep shit out the way.
So story time.
So story time with Ryan.
Yeah, so you know, I always have like a little crazy story from the last four podcasts. There's always a little tidbit.
It's been something, yeah.
Yeah, every time with me. So basically
I'm living vicariously through you.
If anybody knows me or you listen to this shit, I work out. So basically
I work out.
It's not like I'm just swollen shit, but I'm big as fuck. Not big as hell, but I'm big. So anywho, I'm at the gym, right? And I see this white guy, and he has a do-rag, and he has an Oakland A hat, and he has a long tee with some long shorts. He looks like he's dressed from 05, 06. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I ain't got no problem when nobody comes in gym because it's super positive in there. I actually had an epiphany in there. Like, it's just, you know, we get better in here. Physically, mentally, all that shit. So I see this motherfucker, and I'm just like, all right, bro, don't judge. Let's not judge this motherfucker. So he gets over here by the free weights, and he starts, like, throwing punches with the free weights, and he starts screaming like, "Yeah, what's up, motherfucker? Fight is my cardio." And I made a comment, not out loud, but to one of my homies that I was shaking, dapping up. I was like, "Yo, he must be doing some YouTube shit because, you know, he off the wall." He looked at me. "Ain't no YouTube shit over here." So if y'all don't know me, I'm very mild-mannered, but if you get me riled up, I'll fuck y'all ass up, real shit.
Otherwise, like, don't
know. Not no LA shit, but on the dead homies, I'll fuck your bitch ass up, real shit. So this motherfucker looks at me, and I asked him, like, calmly. I said, "What'd you say?" He looked at me, threw his hands up. There's a video on there if you see on Twitter. He's on YouTube. His name's Casey Campbell or some shit. He's a real big dude. And he tries to throw his hand at me, and I was just like, okay. And I said, like, "Bro, I'm going to catch you outside." So I waited at the door for him, and he was like, bro, it's no bullshit. It's just YouTube. I didn't want nobody to know, da-da-da-da. It's just, you know, for my content. And I was like, bro, I said, "Don't be sorry. Be safe."
Because I was really gambling with their life for some content.
Bro, I was really going to fuck this man up, bro.
That's really embarrassing on his part because he was really the outcast in the entire gym doing that stupid shit.
But it's not even about that, bro. So when you come to the gym, bro, and I respect anybody that comes in there, it's just like, it's a gym family in there, especially like where I go, like, got financial advisors, people putting you up on game, and, you know, just having good conversation with people you wouldn't expect to. So why the fuck would you come in here and interrupt that shit? Now you fucking with me and my people. So I really want to kill this nigga. Facts.
You should definitely at least ask people before you do it. Like, or at least let them know, like, this is what we're about to do. Like, I'm sorry, but
go ahead. Yeah,
it's a continuation of what you said, at least as far as asking, right? So we just shot a trailer for the podcast Wednesday, right? So most of the locations were cool. Like, not, we didn't have to ask anybody to shoot. We just did it. You know what I'm saying? So we went to a bar. I don't know. You want to say what bar it was? Or?
Yeah, Barcadia.
Okay, so Barcadia is currently...
They just got bought out, basically.
Yeah, they got bought out, so they're doing renovations there.
Right.
So we sit at the bar. Waitress was super cool. I gave her a business card, told her we do podcasts. Dalton was like, "Hey, we're just going to shoot a couple scenes of us drinking these, you know, shots or whatever. Like, is that cool?" She was like, "Yeah, that's fine." She joked around, like, "I didn't put my eyelashes on today, blah, blah, blah." So
right, yeah,
we just sitting there. Mo, shout out to Mo Films. If y'all need videos, go see Mo Films. He going to tax you. Mo's just sitting at the corner of the bar, just literally, just I'll take a sip, look at the game, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Catching the moment.
So the douchebag comes from the back who drives, like, the super sports edition Benz or whatever. It's just right. Like, "Hey guys, y'all can't record in here. I'm gonna have to ask you guys to politely put your camera away, blah blah blah." And I was just like, all right, bro, that's cool. But right. just know your employee told us that we could prior to doing it. But don't come at us like we just
doing it out the blue.
You know what I'm saying? That's not the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
against the law.
Well, you have to ask. You can't just go in there and film.
Because it's technically their property. But the thing was, we weren't even hitting anything branded with their stuff on it.
Right.
He was doing sideways with us drinking.
That,
yeah.
Couldn't that go as advertising? Free advertising?
That, I don't know. It was ridiculous. But he had a very sarcastic and like condescending tone. So I was like, okay.
That's not appreciated.
I was like, let's close. And then we went across the street to a bar called High Fives. Dude did not give a fuck that we're recording in there.
Because that was advertising.
We asked him for extra glass. He said, sure, okay. He put like fake Coke in there and everything. Coke and water.
Dude definitely, yeah, that dude at that bar. And it looks like a fun ass bar. They do goldfish racing.
Yeah, it was a dope bar. Yeah, yeah, they had a bunch of stuff.
And dude was all white dudes at party catalog everything they did. He was like, I just went to Vegas and lost 5 stacks and
doing coke every day.
Doing coke and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, motherfuckers love talking about how they do coke. That shit crazy.
Hey, look, it's a lifestyle, not a choice.
But
I'm just kidding. It's definitely a choice. Kids,
we got the video done to say the least. But.
Yeah, the video is cool. I think we got some great shit. I think Mo's the type of director that he's gonna get. He pitched the whole idea. Dalton told him what we wanted to do. He laid it all out. This is how we gonna do it. Bet. Let us get out there, do whatever we wanted to do. Like, oh yeah, that was good. Do that shit again. Bow. Already finished shoot us with the first draft tomorrow. I think right.
He said. Yep. Yeah, should be out next week though for sure.
And you see how professional that was? He's gonna shoot them the first draft, not you edit some shit and then just send it to somebody.
And this is it. Like Mo is very professional.
Oh yeah, he got it done.
Oh no, he got a very professional price too. Follow him on IG. See what's up.
Well, for y'all at least.
He showed us his calendar. He was literally booked every day this month until he goes to Cali.
We're not even talking about just the city. Yeah. He everywhere.
Yeah, he definitely
he's
travels.
He's shooting weddings. He'll do whatever you need, man.
He definitely travels.
He everywhere.
But, again, the trailer will be out sometime next week, and it was definitely great.
Let me tell you the slight flex that Mo did while we're at the bar. So he brought his homie who works at a Porsche dealership, and he already drives an Infiniti, right?
Right.
So he was telling the Porsche dude, he was like, yo, I'm probably going to come up this week. I don't know if I want a Porsche or a Tesla. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get another car. I was like, oh, that's how you feel? He's like, shit, anybody can get it, you know.
Facts.
But yeah, I was like, bro, you trying to flex on me. First, you get the car I want because I wanted the Q50.
Right.
That's what I wanted.
Q50, nice.
Yeah. And then now he's getting the second car, either a Porsche or a Tesla. Okay.
But hey, I remember when he came and did like one of our podcasts, like when he shot it, he was just like, he really put me on game, bro, because he said it just takes steps. And he was like, yo, like I'm paying my rent, bro. I'm paying my rent. I'm paying my livelihood with my camera, bro.
Yep.
So when you ever do decide to, you know, like finally take it seriously, bro, trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah, bro.
You've been told me that, and trust me, bro. It's a mental battle, bro.
Right.
Especially like, even though me and like Jaleesa are in a great place, like, and we're in a totally good place. Like I even gave her a key to the crib. So I mean, it's we're in a great place.
How'd that feel?
It felt cool. It's just one of them things where. Mm-hmm. I get in this headspace where I'm thinking about our future instead of just thinking about like it's okay to think about yourself.
There you go. Yeah, for sure.
It's okay to think about yourself.
It is okay. Absolutely.
And now
it is okay.
And I'm seeing people doing stuff that are feasible and I know I can do it. That makes me want to just grind a little bit harder while she's doing her shit too. So, you know, I love my sweetheart. Yeah, she's amazing. Shout out to my girlfriend.
You sound so inspired and just grateful.
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. Like, bro, I tried to kill myself like 3 years ago, bro, on some bullshit. Yeah, bro, 6 years ago, my bad.
The highest human act is to inspire, bro.
Yeah, bro, real shit.
It's great that we have a group of friends. And what's even crazier is about our particular group, it's like we the fucking Avengers or some shit. Like, we all
whatever it takes.
We all have a certain skill set with the shit, and we all are like connect. That's why, bro, when I was a kid growing up, bro, I used to be, well, as far as my father told me, I don't necessarily remember being this way, but my dad told me I was timid growing up.
Right.
And I was like, huh, that doesn't even sound like me. But I guess it was a comfortability thing. Whoever I was comfortable around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd be more myself, I guess. But, I was growing up, and I used to watch Scooby-Doo. Right. But when they were kids, though.
Okay. Pup named Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. But, bro, I swear to God, I remember this shit like it was yesterday. This is no cap. I remember I'm watching it on TV, and I started crying, bro, as a kid. Realizing, like, I swear, I'm sorry. It's probably the one. But I started crying because I was like, damn, bro, I want this. Mm-hmm. I want a crew of friends that do shit together, bro.
Right.
Because at that age, elementary, like, you ain't got that like that. You know what I'm saying? I wanted that shit more than anything, bro.
Facts.
So, like, of course, growing up as a preteen, teenager, adult, like, you going through life trying to get whatever you want. And I just remember I wanted to be the kid that was cool with everybody. So, like, I didn't want to leave nobody out of the party. If my mom's throwing me a birthday party, I want to invite everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I don't want nobody to feel left out because I feel left out. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And growing up, realizing you can't do that with everybody. Everybody goes to their trials and tribulations. I did. You know what I'm saying? I got fucked over by people that I shared clothes with.
In the playing field.
I let sleep in the house knowing if I got caught letting people sleep in the house, we both ain't got nowhere to stay. Still did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was just saying all that to say I'm so fucking happy that I finally got, like, my mystery gang. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because, man, shit. That shit hard, bro.
Oh, God.
I'm not about to cry, bro. I promise to God I'm not.
That shit real.
Because, bro, we all have, like, this skill set. And it's like.
That shit hard, bro.
Network.
I ain't gonna cry, nigga. I promise I'm not, bro.
The type of networking that we did, bro. We made a bond with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It was meant to be, bro.
Everything worked out the way God intended it to, bro. And I'm like, yo, we got to take this shit to the next level. Everything.
Whatever it takes 3,000, goddamn it, shit, bro.
Whatever it takes 3,000.
Y'all know how to make a dick. Oh, man. Bad shit, bro.
That's just real talk, bro.
That's crazy.
That's real talk. But
that's wild.
Let's get on some. Okay, we got it. We got two more, like, sad topics, and then we could cheer it up.
Yeah, because we talked about last week, but then it got confirmed.
Yeah.
So Bushwick Bill did pass away.
Rest in peace to the legendary Ghetto Boys.
Yeah, Texas legend, too. So
Texas legend.
So,
Mind Playing Tricks on Me was their most popular song, I believe.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, they were pioneers. He was a pioneer.
Pioneers, yeah.
For that weird shit, too. Like,
yeah, they was on some
Odd
Future-esque shit.
Yeah, they were like the 90s. Original that shit, right? Yeah. So
it just so happens that Scarface was ahead of his time with his storytelling.
Right.
And his ability to dig deep and write about it. I forgot, what word am I looking for?
Articulate.
Yeah, well, articulate, yes, but that's vulnerable. He was very vulnerable with his content earlier, well, forever. But again, shout out to Willie D as well. Obviously, Scarface was probably more of, like, you had to been like 15, 16 in the 90s to really appreciate them, but
yeah,
their music lives on, obviously, it's on streaming services and whatnot. But again, rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. On a happier note, Scarface, would you call his rap name a moniker? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a moniker.
What's his real name?
Shoot, I honestly don't know.
I know it. That is literally all doing my done. I know this nigga. Brad Terrence Jordan. Yeah.
His name is Brad?
Yeah.
Brad. Yeah.
Scarface's name Brad?
Yeah. All right. That's a new one. That's a new one for me.
He's dropping his moniker at Scarface, and he's running for City Council of Houston. So
cool.
Congrats. It's cool to see all the OGs.
Change the city, man.
Yeah. Bun B. He's a professor now, I believe.
Ninth Wonder. Been doing teaching classes.
Ninth Wonder. All the OGs.
He takes a hip hop class.
And he's on the Grammy board.
The Grammy board. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool to see all the OGs. Thinking outside the box. Shit. Pretty much.
You got to find, you know, when you get older, you find ways to get different avenues, especially to be still being the music thing, you know, or make a difference in your city, right?
Yeah.
Your community. So.
Yeah, like Mike Jones, he has his own construction business. Yep. Slim Thug bought back the hood.
Chameleon Air is a tech
Yeah, he's billionaire killing type it. He's killing it in the
also Mims. Y'all remember Mims?
This yeah, is
what I'm hot. Yeah.
He's in the tech world now as
really?
Well.
Really? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Making I believe that. Yeah.
Obviously, making I didn't check up on him, but yeah.
Yeah, Mims that's cool. Is also, yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
A little more sad news, Don. Can you?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're on the internet, like especially social media, especially in our country,
right.
There's a lot going on in Sudan right now. So definitely send your prayers and thoughts. Anything you could do. There's a lot of petitions going around to help out with Sudan right now. So basically, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on over there. Stuff that you wouldn't even think about here. And then their government is actually shutting down all outgoing news and right. social media. So like they're trying to black out this situation. Long story short, there's a lot of like a lot of people are dying, especially women.
Some debauchery going
women
on.
Women are getting raped and then killed. And
just for protesting.
Yeah. And then, like, they have a dictator that, that's, like I said, trying to silence them out. So it's just a lot going on that people aren't, that we're not really talking about here in America because they're blacking it out. And then our news outlets only picks up stupid ass shit that they want to talk about.
Right.
So, if you know anybody from the country who has family from their country, reach out, see how they're doing. Cause it's just,
come together.
It's
sheer terror, bro.
It's dark. Yeah. Like
it's some dark shit.
It's some stuff that, we go through police brutality, but they have a whole government that just
against trying to them. Silence them.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like that shit's crazy. And like to be blunt with it, like that's, I was talking, Rich's girlfriend, Lexi that we met. She's a real cool person, Dev. Bro. Yeah.
Oh, no, her friend. Yeah. Right.
That's why I said Rich's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Because
Dev's going to be mad as fuck if I fuck up her, butcher her name again.
Right.
You know how she get. But,
you know how to say her name?
I know how to say her name.
Devika.
Yeah.
Devika.
Devika.
Sorry. See? Devika. And I don't want to fucking butcher it. So, I was telling her about, you really got to just, women are probably the most endangered people out here, bro. And it's not black, white, Mexican.
It's women.
It's women. Like, women can't even trust other women without this whole sex trafficking or being hated on.
That's a fact.
Even themselves, because women beat themselves up a lot inside their heads. Like, you can literally walk by a woman and she'll literally break down and freak out. And you always think, especially like guys,
no one is more emotionally tortured than a woman.
Women, just women in general. Yeah. So it's just like, any creed, race, lifestyle, I always talk about like, yo, bro. It's
especially
crazy.
Minority women, but
yeah, especially women, especially like,
yeah. I tell women all the time, like, I need to know where you're at, where you're going. Not on no control freak shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because.
Emergency contact.
Yeah, that sex trafficking thing is no joke, bro. Like, women are getting snatched from parking lots in the grocery stores.
They just had a thing happen at UTA where this girl was posted, like, nothing happened yet, but they were sending her emails, like, suspicious emails, like, trying to get her to meet up at the spot. Mm-mm. She's like, potential sex trafficking at UTA. That's down the street, bro.
Right.
That's crazy.
That shit happened two blocks away. Jaleesa was talking about a woman with a red 2010 Ford tried to get her to go back to her office, like back to her enterprise office. So Jaleesa is smart enough to know that none of these people, like the cars, 2018, 2019 and up, only white, black, and gray. That's the only cars they have at their location.
Right.
So she's like, nah, I'm good.
Right.
I'm not going to get in the car. Just off of pure wit of she knows the inventory.
Stranger.
So she was just, and it was a white woman who approached her. So it's just like, bro, you got to understand, bro. Like, we can't sit here and just talk shit. Like, if a woman's doing what she wants to do, let her do it. And we got to support them because they don't feel us.
Speaking of which, me being a producer, the lady, there was Drake tapped a woman producer. Her name is Lil CeCe from Los Angeles.
She produced
Money in the Gray for the Drake and Rick Ross joint, which is awesome. There needs to be more women producers. I feel like women have way better ears than men. Way more better. Way better ears.
Every person is different.
Nah, women got us beat. Our ears beat. That's a fact.
And it's not even we trying to like just hype y'all up. No, y'all really the shit. Y'all really the shit. Y'all make babies.
But see, that's what I said. Yeah. No one's more scrutinized than a woman with her, like, especially how to express themselves. Like, a woman can't even express themselves without being criticized by like, what they wear, how they're talking,
like
everything.
The, like the whole abortion shit, bro. That's
ridiculous.
We can't even, I'm not going to even get into it, but it's just like, wow, bro. Yeah, I can't even have one.
We can't speak on that. I don't have a woman's anatomy. I don't have the authority to speak on it.
Because we just got a group text, but we're not there yet. So we'll get to that. We'll get back to that, rather. But,
Okay, I'm going to look this up while you're...
Look what up. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, again, women, I know men are trash. I can agree. I definitely know how women, men operate. I know the games. I know all that shit. You know what I'm saying? All I ask, and you know, Step Brother Podcast, all we ask is for y'all to stay safe. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Love who you want to love. Be who you want to be.
Facts.
And
bro, we're so misogynistic.
We are, bro.
Especially
but
like
it's,
right now.
But it's just because we're that's, you know, we have to change how we were taught. Like the things that we're taught, we have to get rid of.
And like I was saying before, that's why I was just like, I had an epiphany about women. And it's just not like right now, but it just literally happened like in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm just like, fuck, just think. If I had to be a woman, especially if I look like me with tits and an ass, boy, that shit would suck.
Yeah.
Because I'll be an ugly bitch. Like, for real. I'm sorry.
And shout out to those, like, guys that are fucking brave that use that woman filter thing on Snapchat to lure a child molester to a park and, like, beat his ass.
Well, yeah, they fucked his ass. Oh, yeah, boy.
So I think somebody also did some spider, like dressed as Spider-Man, beat some dude up that was like a child molester or some shit, too.
Hey, man, if you do any type of crime with a kid, you should never see the light of day again. I'm sorry.
Any.
That's a fact, though.
Any.
Real talk.
Any sex crime, honestly, is just.
Yeah.
Because. And this might be skewed way of thinking. You can take somebody's life, and that's sad, but to physically. Like enter somebody
literally
and take something from them.
Literally, there's
and they have to live with
that's trauma
yeah.
forever.
Yeah, that's yeah. they got to live with that forever, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There's and worse things than death, and that is and that is a true statement.
100%.
Lord Raiden told who he tell that to?
He told that to Liu Kang.
No, he told that to the head. Who was the bad guy in the last game? Not 11, but 10. I can't remember his name. But Raiden definitely told that nigga his worst thing to death. Shinnok. He told Shinnok his worst things to death, my friend.
Nah, and facts, bro. Fact. And that's why.
Decapitated the nigga.
The soul, PTSD, like, especially with.
PTSD.
PTSD. I'm sorry for butchering that. So, anywho, for that, that's trauma. Trauma lasts a long time, and it can affect more people than just you.
Yeah.
So when people talk about their
you're not living up to your best potential when you letting that shit affect you.
That, and if you have anxiety and shit like that, bro, it travels, bro. It's almost like
energy.
Yeah,
it's all
bro.
Energy. You
Facts.
Either spread positive energy or negative energy.
Gotta get them crystals, bro.
Facts.
That's a fact.
Hey, man,
I had someone at my previous job talk to me for about an hour about crystals. I wanted to fall asleep. But
some people believe that stuff works.
Energy is definitely real, though.
I'm always positive, so I don't know. I was like, it's not gonna affect me.
Our generation should definitely fuck with crystals because the Power Rangers couldn't morph without them.
Mm. They were coins.
But but at first the crystal,
the Zeo crystal.
But you gotta
understand, they had the power crystal.
Now we about to segue, but you gotta understand. Every generation had a different type of thing. So like morphing grids, we got morphing grids. You got power crystals, Zeo crystals. You got.
They had crystals in the first season. I'm just
you're right. The very coins.
I mean, Zordon was on a bed of crystals. I get it.
Yeah,
right. I get it.
It's all about energy, baby.
But you know,
gotta
you know,
find
hey,
the common
hey,
ground and
hey,
work
fuck
on
all
it.
This shit. We're going. I'm sorry. We have to talk about this.
Okay.
Breaking
no,
news.
We can't.
Breaking fucking news.
Holy shit.
Anthony Davis is now a Laker official.
Holy shit.
Hit the air horn. Hit the air horn. Anthony Davis.
Flabbergasted.
Yes, Anthony Davis is now officially a Laker.
So
let him read the trade because this shit's ridiculous.
So the trade is for Lonzo Ball.
Fuck.
Brandon Ingram.
Fuck.
Damn.
Josh Hart.
Fuck.
And 3 first round picks, including the number 4 overall in the 2019 draft. So they
They
got rid of their future
for the present.
I think they just got they saw the Kawhi shit and they were just like, fuck it, we got to.
They in win now mode. Also,
Lonzo Ball is a great baller, bro.
Also they know this offseason is about to be huge as well, so they can get assets. That's crazy.
Hey, bro, they want to win now, but what I'm trying to say is like, man, they got 6 people for one guy. So this is how much they believe in Anthony Davis, but my thing is,
can he stay healthy? That's what you're about to ask?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
You know, I'm right here.
We here, but it's just like, damn, Josh Hart literally
open
plays.
Open the line, bro.
Open the line?
Yeah.
To Miles?
Yeah, I got to call him.
All right, you tell me when it's ringing. I'll pull it up. I don't want to hear the ring.
I got to put more things on my car. What time is it? Is it like 6?
It's 5:38.
Damn, I got to put more time.
Are you already connected?
No. Hold on.
Great podcast.
So yeah, guys, y'all just wait, and we'll be
just wait on it. Yeah. But yep, it's official. It's breaking news. It's on all the sports websites. I checked before I said it out loud.
Nah, when you did that shit, I was just
it's the Rodecaster thing, right?
Yep. So yep, I'll say it again. Andy Davis is now a Laker for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and 3 first-round picks, including the number 4 overall pick in this year's draft. So they're about to get 3 first-round draft picks and then a 4th pick this year.
It's ringing, I guess.
I heard a ring.
Yeah, I just turned it up. But I'm not going to turn it all the way up until he answers because I don't want to hear this ringing in my headphones.
What's going on, Miles? You're on the Step Brothers podcast.
What
did
it
do? How you doing?
What's up, nigga?
I'm assuming since you're in L.A., you got the L.A. time. Anthony Davis is now a Laker. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's good for the league and shit. I mean, it's like, I mean, honestly, though, they should be good, but it's like, we still just got to see how it's really going to look.
You see what they gave up for him, though?
I mean, Anthony Davis is like 26, nigga.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Give up everybody,
but three first round picks. That's crazy.
I wouldn't let go Alonzo, bro. Personally,
why?
Because I feel like his game is only going to get better, and he could be the future of your franchise. Could be. I'm not saying he will be, but and who else they get rid of? Kuzma.
No, they kept Kuzma. That's what they wanted to keep.
They kept Kuzma. Okay. Yeah. Kuzma was cold, but they got rid of Ingram.
Brandon, yeah.
He was,
and Josh Hart.
He was a dog. Ingram's a dog. Like I don't know, bro. I don't know if you sacrifice the future of your franchise for a 40-year-old LeBron and you said Anthony Davis 26. How old is he?
I mean, all you gotta do is win one ring and then just fuck them niggas that you just gave away for us.
Yeah,
I just feel like he's gonna come back to bite them in the ass, bro, because they got rid of the snitch and he's balled his heart out ever since.
I mean, nah, you could be right, but at the same time, if you had a chance to go get AD, like, you'd be an idiot not to.
It's one of those things, and like I said, they also know the offseason's coming up, so
I guess shout out to Rich Paul,
If you talk about D'Angelo Russell. The Nets are all like, if we get Kyrie, we're going to get rid of D'Angelo Russell.
I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't do that. Would you do that, Miles?
What? I mean, you can't have two niggas that's essentially going to be the same type of player. So.
But would you get rid of Russell for Kyrie?
I mean, they honestly too similar to me.
Right.
Because it's like, I mean, maybe Brooklyn would be a little better with Kyrie, but not, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazingly better. You know what I'm saying? They still need another thing.
Yeah, they ain't got no size.
Like, it's a bunch of things. And then Kyrie, like, with that team he had in Boston, what he did, it's, like, kind of disappointing. Like, they should have been way better.
He is wrong about.
So
all right. While we're on the subject of basketball, so this is the only reason, you know, we only call you for basketball talk. You know what I'm saying? How'd you feel about the finals, and do you think that the Warriors gave it their all? I know it's a dumb question, but because
yeah, but they just ain't have enough. It be like that sometimes.
That's a fact.
Like, you get, and sometimes you, like, that's the thing about winning in the finals. Like, you need so many things to go your way anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be a call or two that's fucks up the momentum. Like, it might be one player getting injured. Like, you need all that shit to be in the line. And it's like, Golden State had too many key things not. Like, they had too many key things go wrong. So, I mean, that's an uphill battle. But
do you feel like if Klay didn't go down, do you feel like if we would be having a game 7 right now?
Yeah, because he was having a crazy game. But at the same time, nigga, it ends, all that shit, it don't matter. The niggas lost.
They lost. I'm just curious to know where your heart was at, Miles. That's all, brother. That's all.
I mean, it's cute to think about, but them niggas took an L, man.
They took an L. That is a fact. I heard Steph punched the wall after the game. I see a little ice kid that punched a hole in the wall, too. He's very upset.
For real.
While we
already know niggas about to be talking.
Yeah, it's a wrap. And you're going to do this little holy moly golf shot shit or golf show. Anyways, while we got you on the phone, I know you already peeped the Drake songs. What did you think about them?
What's the joint? Omerta?
Yeah.
I thought that shit was hard.
Yeah,
shit. The other one, I don't really care for that much.
Oh, no. At first listen, I didn't. Maybe you should listen to it again. I think Ross got it in his bag.
I mean, I'm sure he did, but it's just like, I remember when, like, Nigga We Made came out, and I kind of wanted something like that, because it's just
the final.
The Raptors just won the championship,
yeah,
like, you put out songs about you, nigga. Like, they ain't got shit to do with Toronto, songs you put out for me.
I got one more.
That was a good point.
That is a great point, by the way. I got one more question for you, and we'll let you go.
All right, what's that?
What is your favorite Ross Drake collab of all time? I have another question too, but this is the last one for sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna be for real. Like, I just think Lord Knows gotta be the best one they ever did. Like, Lord Knows, and Free Spirit is hard as fuck.
Okay, too. That's where I was going. I was going Free Spirit, Made Man.
Made Man's all right. I mean, Aston Martin.
You have to put that. That's definitely Aston top three. Martin. That's definitely top three. And my second question to you would be, on the subject of Drake, who does he have better features with, do you think, Ross or Wayne?
Oh, him and Ross' chemistry is better than him and Wayne. Like, it's a different thing with him and Wayne. Like,
yeah,
I feel like they both step it up. You know what I'm saying? But it's just Drake and Ross just sound so good together.
Yeah,
like,
they can really do a project on some, like, I think we'll get some of their best bars together.
Like, Drake and 2 Chainz got good chemistry too. Like.
Yeah, but I guess it just depends on what type of talk you want from that duo. That's why I feel like, to me, I feel like any way you flip it, you're gonna get a better Drake with Ross than you will with Wayne. Any way you flip it.
Yeah.
So
it's just gonna sound so fucking velvety and good. Yeah, like most
gonna,
of the time.
It's,
like
it's gonna sound like fine wine, bro. This is that in a Rolls Royce or some shit, or a Maybach. That's more fitting.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard every time.
That's a fact. I think that's all the
you niggas be calling me at the most random times. Don't get nobody no heads up or nothing.
I usually do text you, bro, but I knew you was gonna pick up because I knew you knew why I was calling.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I knew.
I didn't know. But right.
Oh, you didn't? You said?
I didn't know. Like, I figured you were telling me about the record you're supposed to be to work on.
Oh, nah, you're back to, you can take your time on that, brother. Money got fucked up. You know, niggas take L's in this business.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
That's a fact. But thank you for answering, though, and thank you for your 2 cents. We're going to call this On the Block with Miles.
On the Block with Miles.
Every time we call Miles, he gonna give it. It was off the spot, so you got to forgive me. I'll think of something better. Miles. I don't know.
What? No, that shit trash.
Because he's miles away, and his name is Miles.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay, we'll figure something out for your little... Miles will talk. Miles will talk. I like that, too. We'll figure something out. Thank you for your contributions, sir. Brother.
I'll get you a hoodie next week, man.
Bless you, brother.
Hey, all right.
Peace, fucker.
Fucker.
Had to get the last word.
There it is, always. All right, there we go. We got Miles in there.
Jesse said LeVar is not going to be happy. LeVar already knew this was coming, though.
He was talking about that a while ago.
He knew that.
He said if he wanted to go, he'd go to Phoenix, but we have a choice in this matter.
That would have been nice.
So he's going to New Orleans.
Yep.
And you know New Orleans might trade him, too.
They
might go get Terry Rozier, to be honest with you.
Low-key, bro.
Because now they got assets. They could kind
of... Bro, I really, really like Lonzo's style of play, bro. Like, I really think he I ain't saying he's finna be the next Kobe or anything.
No, he's no starter, but he's definitely a great role player.
Yeah, bro. Like, you want him to come off the bench. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. I don't know basketball. No, you
definitely feel what every real baller feels, pause, about how you feel about Lonzo, because Lonzo literally is going to put on his hard hat and play his hardest.
He's great.
He's going to play his hardest, and he's going to do everything he possibly can to win.
I don't understand. Like, niggas like Shannon Sharp, for instance, was so hard on him, pause, because, you know, before LeBron, because, you know, Skip fucked with Lonzo hard, but Shannon ain't going for it. But I just felt like, bro, I know there's only once in a lifetime, like, niggas that come straight out of college or whatever and, like, are super phenomenal.
Yeah, you have generational players, but Lonzo's not going to be a generational player.
He needed to develop his game. And I felt like he's the type of person that was kind of, he wasn't shy, obviously, because to be able to rap, that's, you got to step outside yourself a little bit. So I don't think he was shy, but I think it took him, you playing at a different pace. And once he starts to get his rhythm, bro, I guarantee he could win Sixth Man in a year.
And you're literally saying exactly what I tell kids all the time. When you play basketball, once you understand, when you play at your own pace, you will be phenomenal and you will be okay.
Yeah.
Not saying that you'll be great, but you'll be okay to the point where you can go to sleep and be like, I did everything I could.
Yeah.
When you play at your pace of basketball.
That's all you want, bro. That's with anything, really.
Yeah.
Working at somebody else's pace is so uncomfortable. It's so like...
9 to 5.
Not even that. I'm just saying anything.
I'm saying as an example.
It makes you question yourself.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I saw a tweet about somebody said something as far as like producers that haven't been in big studios, don't get intimidated by that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get intimidated that you don't know what certain things are, how to do certain things. Like, you're there to learn that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that way. I always have like deep fears about like, when I finally meet Ye or Jay, like, how the fuck am I going to act? I feel like I'm going to act like a fucking fangirl or whatever. But honestly, bro, I'll probably be like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm in the room with Jay-Z. That's all I want, bro. Jay-Z, Diddy, Ye. Those are the only people I want to meet. And Timbaland. That's it. That's all I want to meet. Those are the only people I want to meet.
I don't get starstruck, but...
I don't think I'll get starstruck, but, bro, I looked up to the... I wanted to make beats like Timbaland, wanted to make beats like Ye, I wanted to rap like Ye, I wanted to rap like Jay. I wanted to have, like, that smooth shit Pharrell got. That's too late for that. So, I still got...
whatever the fuck you want, bro.
Thank you.
I know myself. You know what I'm saying? I know myself. I know what type of person I'm going to have to be to make this shit work.
I feel you. You never know. You might get...
Just don't stand in your own way.
You might get young thugged into the game.
You're funny.
I'm very funny.
Oh, he's funny.
I definitely need to hear that shit mixed, bro.
Shit, as soon as, yeah, anyway, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, later.
But, again, I just want to make sure all the women know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are, y'all are God's gift, and truly.
Helpers, real talk. Women are the helpers, like. None of this could
I wouldn't say helpers. Just say partners.
Yeah, partners.
Sounds better.
Shit, they driving the boat. Let that be it.
Yeah, let's drive the boat.
They driving the boat.
And
right
even
now.
When they're wrong, they're right. And you'll be okay. You'll make it through this life. You will make it through this life.
Yeah, just you gotta, that's one thing you gotta learn. Is just be like, okay.
Yeah.
I smooth hitting with that Shannon Sharp. Oh no, that's Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be here.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is a fact.
And then you know, once again, Father's Day would have been, once this comes out, it'd have been the day before, but
yes.
Shouts to all the fathers.
That's a fact.
They're taking care of the kids.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Shouts to all the, if you're a single father, cool.
Shout out to the fathers that are paying their child support as well and dealing with baby mothers that don't that are upset that you didn't want to be with them and they're keeping their kids away.
Yeah, they're being spiteful. And then also
shout out to those fathers as well.
And then also shout out to if you're a woman and playing the father and mother role. Shout out to you too.
Fact.
Shout out to Father God as well, man.
Shout out to shout out to
that's a father as well. All the fathers.
Shout out to the OG father, man.
You know what? I'm gonna let that shit go. Cause I don't want to get charged when I see that nigga. I'm gonna let that shit go.
What?
Nothing.
About that later.
I don't know what we're talking about later, but okay.
I don't know. They just had like it.
Just want to be sure.
Yaddy.
Okay. Anything else, Chris? Before we wrap this up,
let me take my Palm Pilot.
If you had a Palm Pilot, I would smack you.
I used to want one so bad.
It's just an electronic notepad.
Right.
That was the thing back in the day.
You have an app for that.
Yeah.
You have an app.
And then the iPhone changed everything.
That is wild. I'm looking. Somebody, I don't know.
The word today. The word today is
wild. We talked about everything. I had in mind, really.
This has actually been a great podcast.
Yeah,
like I cried. Wonderful.
Very productive.
I cried.
And see, you just.
I got the. We got the window covers, so after I get some scissors, we'll be able to cover this window up and get sun in our face the whole time.
No more sweaty bags.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. It's hot in here.
I fuck with
we had three glasses
back.
Of wine.
I fuck with the sweaty back, though.
Man, that wine is.
This nigga Jonathan got a flannel on.
I know what I want to end this with.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
And it's really just a fuck you to, I don't know what his role was at that college out here in Dallas, but the girl who was giving her acceptance speech and she was shouting out Trayvon Martin.
That bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck up.
I want to say fuck you to that guy, all right? And I want to say thank you for everyone that supported that young woman because I don't believe she was African American. Not that it matters, but the fact that she got up there and spoke
it's her speech. Let her speak.
Yeah,
Victorian. She earned that shit.
She earned that shit.
And that motherfucker had a hand signal.
Yeah,
all right, let's wrap this up.
You know what I'm saying? That's very, very pitiful. I hope that guy gets penalized somehow because.
Penalized. The people have to do it, man.
Well, no, I feel like the outcry was real, bro. Like. This is something we all went through. I know Trayvon's parents obviously dealt with it the most, his friends, his family.
But to be like just swept under the rug, bro.
People were glued to their TV. This was like OJ trial level, because Trayvon was the first big everybody stop what you're doing cop killing, or not even a cop,
not even cop killing.
You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker just killed a black kid
and got off. So. For her to hold that, for that to be her inspiration to make things better in the world, for that guy who is African American, sit in the back and cut her short off, that nigga, fuck you, bro.
Nah, we disowned him.
Fuck
bro.
You, dog.
He cut and I'm himself
not,
off.
I'm gonna be real with you. We're not gonna disown him, bro. But he definitely needs to be chastised for this.
Yeah, there, like you don't make that type of mistake,
you're right,
bro.
You're right.
Nah, we can't. Yeah, you're right.
Because you have to learn the error of your ways. Because if you are a, you know,
even if your job was on the line,
that's going
even
to
if your
brother and telling him where he's wrong. Now, if he ain't listening,
it's okay to slap the shit out of one of your friends once in a while. You know, get them straight, bro. Because that's what
just
it is.
Two or three more brothers first.
That shit's crazy. That shit's crazy. That shit's crazy.
You gotta smack the shit out of them. Smack the shit out of them.
That shit's crazy, bro. That's like, do you hate yourself, bro? Like, cause
that's self hate right there.
Cause it could happen to you. That's the whole point of what she's trying to say. It could happen to you. You could be in your bro. We just saw an NBA GM get punched in the face after winning the NBA championship by a cop.
Eric Garner got. I can't.
He got killed for literally being let to sell CDs in front of somewhere, bro. Like, bro,
Michael
it could
got killed for guards.
Bro, the whole thing is it could happen to you. That's why it's such an outrage.
I feel bad. I feel bad for forgetting her name, but the Sandra Bland, that shit is still a mystery. Like, nobody, like, they just, that got swept under the rug.
There was something else.
Trust me, they're about to make a story about it.
Come on, bro. Yeah, recently something did come out. There was, but. I don't know, bro. Again, whoever that guy is, whatever, like, come on, bro, do better. That's all we want. Ain't nobody trying to hurt you.
Do right, man.
Do better.
Do right.
But if you knew better, you do better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you gotta know better. You have to, because
he got one of them stupid ass hats on. It seemed like he do know better, but he choose not to. But let me wrap these shit up, man.
There with a bald head.
But in any regards, thank y'all for listening to the Step Brothers podcast. We will be here the same damn time.
Every Monday.
At the same damn place.
All right. All right. You could catch us on all social media at Step Brothers Pod. And mine is The Danny Phantom. That's FANTOM, not the actual way because of copyright reasons. But that's my at. I have Twitter, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Because Instagram is the podcast, because I don't like social media like that.
Radio Public, listen to them, please.
Yeah, listen to us on Radio Public.
You'll get the link when this new episode drops. Or check the last episode.
I got my iPad on that hoe every day now.
I was gonna let him do his social media.
Oh, I'm fine with that. It's at Chris KRIS _ minor on Instagram. And Twitter, I have Snapchat and Facebook, but I don't really. But anyways, and that's it.
John, yeah, but like he was saying, if you want an easy way to support the show, obviously any listen counts. So like you can listen on any podcast platform you like. But if you want to help us get paid, doesn't cost you anything. You just download the Radio Public app; it's free.
We're also on YouTube.
Subscribe. Yeah, we are on YouTube. You can subscribe to the show, and in every listen that you listen to on there, we get a little piece of the money for it. It's like streams, but for podcasts.
So motherfucker, just support. It don't take too much time. You don't even have to listen to this shit. You can just play it, because that's what I do.
Yeah, you can play it in the background.
Yeah, just play it.
Whatever. You can put it on 2x speed so it goes twice as fast. Whatever you want
to
do.
I'm going
to
do that.
You got to delete an app to listen to some podcasts.
Nah, fuck that. Listen to this shit, man. We out here speaking facts. We dropping gems.
I know it's on the same page, bro. I'm just saying that they got to delete an app to make space for it. You know, and you listening to podcasts.
This shit was amazing.
Off of Radio Public.
Joe Budden is not the only podcast out there, guys. We love Joe Budden too, but he's not the only one.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you like that one, you'll probably like this one. Just saying.
Along the lines, yes.
And you can actually run into us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We here. That's it, though. So.
Peace and chicken grease.
Anything else, you'll catch us next week.
God bless y'all.
Yeah. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.